Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will hold a news conference with the White House press corps around an hour and a half from now as questions continue about his fitness for the presidency from his own party. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse was asked if he thinks the president can serve another 4 years in office.
We're having this meeting for a good reason, and we're very interested to hear how they make their case.
Biden sent his campaign team to meet privately with skeptical senators on Capitol Hill, even as two more House Democrats called for him to exit the race. Authorities in western states are warning of a greater risk for wildfires as the temperatures get hotter.
National Weather Service meteorologist Morgan Stessman says some places in the West are hotter than they've ever been.
We hit 120 on Sunday, so that set our new all-time record.
And the hot conditions and low humidity that dry out the landscape increase the chances of a wildfire. In California, Joe Tyler, director of the state's Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, says the recent heat wave has exacerbated the problem, consuming thousands of acres. On Wednesday, California crews were battling at least 19 major wildfires in scorching temperatures and single-digit humidity. I'm Donna Water.
The Israeli military has acknowledged a string of errors in its response to the deadly Hamas attacks last October 7th, including slow response times and disorganization. The admission came Thursday as the military released the results of its first investigation into failures during the assault that triggered the war in Gaza. The report focused on the border community of Be'eri, where over 100 people were killed. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points. This is SRN News. There are reports that another Christian girl in Pakistan has been taken, forced to convert to Islam and marry a Muslim kidnapper.
A 48-year-old Catholic sanitation worker in Islamabad says that a butcher in his neighborhood took his 14-year-old daughter from their home on June 24th. He says he filed a complaint with the police, but they took no action. It's not unusual for girls in Pakistan, some as young as 10 years old, to be abducted, then forced to convert to Islam and into Islamic marriages. Rights advocates say judges routinely ignore evidence and hand back the girls to the kidnappers as their legal wives. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks are forcing 70 churches to close in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morningstar News, many of the congregants have been forced to flee, with many put in internally displaced camps. Some Christians have formed communal groups for security. This is SRN News. Dozens of salmonella illnesses have been linked to raw milk from a California farm.
The outbreak is far wider than previously known. The disclosure of the outbreak size comes as health officials have warned the public to avoid unpasteurized milk due to bird flu circulating in U.S. dairy cows. At least 165 people were sickened as of February with salmonella infections tied to products from raw farm of Fresno, California. About 40% of those sickened were children younger than five. California officials say the outbreak ended May 4th. John Scott reports.
An appeals court in Philadelphia ruled some college athletes may qualify as employees under federal wage and hour laws. The court says a test should be developed to differentiate students who play college sports for fun from those whose efforts cross the legal line into work that benefits the school. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.